Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
302. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Some technical difficulties, I am sure. We will get them ironed out. Not to worry. Lots of great stuff coming our way this afternoon. Joe Moreno, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to chatting with him. There's a lot of legal stuff that's floating around right now involving the president and these legal charges against the assassin wannabe or wannabe assassin. I don't even know which way we should describe it. Or maybe we should just be like the legacy news media and pretend it didn't happen. Maybe we could just ignore all of the hateful, despicable, violent comments coming from good, upstanding Democrats and members of the legacy news media. But I repeat myself. They've been calling for violence against Donald Trump for years. Well, it's happening. This is the second time there has been an attempt on President Trump's life. And you, if you are looking at, reading, listening to any of the national legacy news media folks, you would think that, it never happened. And those that are actually acknowledging that it happened, they're blaming Donald Trump. This is how severe their Trump derangement syndrome is. These are people who are bat crap crazy. I mean, like six different types of bat crap crazy. The ordinary bat crap crazy doesn't even begin to approach this level of bat crap craziness. We have 50 days, right? 50 days until the election, or is it 49? I don't know. I know for us, early voting is starting this Friday. This Friday. We're not even into October, and we've got early voting on deck the next couple of days. I'm always interested to hear what people have to say about the early voting. You can hit me up, you know, on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. It's the easiest way, the best way. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I know I'm told each time that I should engage in early voting, but I am of a belief that for a couple hundred years anyway, in this here country, we were able to figure out voting day, election day. You'd go to the polls and you'd figure it out. Now, if there was an emergency, my God, you're going to be out of the place. If you're not going to be in town, or there's an illness that's taking you away, whatever it is, right? We always had absentee voting. Now we just have voting season. It's like another season. And what it really does, I hate to say it, but we're all adults here. We have to be honest. It provides more opportunities for people who want to cheat. That's what it does. Instead of having to figure out a way to cheat during the 10, 12, 14 hours, depending on where you are, you know, the election day can be longer or shorter, but wherever you are, you got to figure out how to cheat during those hours. Now you've got 6 weeks or 8 weeks to figure it out. It's a lot tougher to secure something for 8 weeks than it is to secure something for 8 hours. We all know that. I am pained, honestly, as I look at where we are. I'm seeing all sorts of disinformation, isn't that the popular term now? Disinformation. Trying to convince supporters of President Trump to stay at home. It's over. You don't need to go. Well, it's not over. Not by a long shot. Not by a long shot. And if we're going to win, and I do say we at this point, I'm on Team Trump. I'm very happy to be on Team Trump. Even as there are things that he says or does that I don't particularly like. I mean, the X post the other day, the tweet the other day that said, I hate Taylor Swift. I don't know. I don't see what the upside to that is. I'm not even arguing with him. I think that she's a very, very talented young lady, but she's essentially been able to take the same song and sing it 100 different times. Because it's always about a breakup, a bad decision she made in a guy, and then she sings about how miserable the guy was, and then she gets back on her private jet and jets to someplace else and sings to a bunch of other teeny boppers and convinces them that guys are bad or something. I mean, it's sort of formulaic, but she's really attractive and she has a great voice, so there you go, right? I don't hate her. I don't hate her at all, actually. She's a very smart young lady. I think she's wrong on a number of issues, but hey, I don't have a problem with it. So that's why I say when he sent out the note that says, I hate Taylor Swift, I thought, you're not getting anybody. The mission right now has to be getting people who support your policies to vote for you. If you pay attention, you know that Kamala Harris doesn't have any policies that are hers that make any sense, because we've heard her. When she hasn't been in rehearsal and memorizing a few pages of dialogue, left to her own devices, improv, forget about it. Clueless as is humanly possible. Just an absolute total buffoon. So there's nobody signing on for her policies, right? And if you get people and talk to people, go, hey, remember like 4 years ago when the price of that can of beans was 99 cents and now it's $1.50? Which did you like better? Because it's the same beans and it's the same size tin, but you're now paying way more. I bring that up because Mr. Goya, who is the CEO of Goya Foods, right? You may or may not have known that Goya is a family name. It's a family business. Mr. Goya is the CEO of Goya Foods. Pretty conservative dude, by the way. And he says, hey, you want to understand how the economy works? You want to understand how all of this is or is not working? Take a look at this can of beans. 4 years ago, it was 99 cents, and today it is $1.50. And we at Goya Foods, we're not making any additional profit on that. That's all the cost of Kamalanomics that's raised it. That's Biden inflation. It's driven the price up. So even though the leftists want you to believe it's the mean, nasty, evil corporations, oh my God, they're just exploiting it. They're not. Like gasoline, God, I feel so sorry for the guys who actually own and operate gas stations. Because those guys and gals, they make, what is it, 3 cents a gallon? And it doesn't matter whether it's a dollar for the gallon or it's $4 for the gallon. It's like 3 cents a gallon. That's it. That's what they make. It could be $100 for that gallon of gasoline. They get 3 cents. It could be 50 cents. They still get 3 cents. Now, if that makes sense to you, okay. And you want to demonize those folks, okay. But I would dare say you're just a skosh out of the realm of reality. Germ, you've got a little something put together, I know. So let me take a listen to this. Have we got the media montage?
Stochastic terrorism is, right, when a leader uses language that is more likely than not to radicalize.
Democracy is on the ballot still.
Democracy is on the ballot.
Democracy is on the ballot.
Democracy's on the ballot.
Democracy's on the ballot.
Democracy is literally on the ballot.
Democracy is on the ballot for this election.
Vice President Harris has made very clear that democracy is on the ballot here.
Democracy, of course, is, as the president likes to say, on the ballot.
Terrorism experts call this stochastic terrorism, where somebody has been so demonized that it creates this heightened risk of lone wolf actors.
Donald Trump is turning this nation into Nazi Germany.
You now have a president, as you said, talking about exterminating
right.
Latinos.
A re-election of Donald Trump could mean the end of democracy.
This would be the end of America.
An actual Trump-led wannabe empire is the end of democracy.
Stochastic terrorism is a way of using language that is clearly meant to incite some percentage of the people listening for a violent purpose.
What does that potentially do for right. unbalanced people out there?
He is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Eliminated? Good Lord. They have, I was going to say they've done everything but claim that Donald Trump is Hitler. But yeah, they did that as well. Donald Trump is Hitler. He's a dictator. It's the end of democracy. Democracy is on the ballot. Hey, you know what this is? It's an election. You know what it's like? All the other elections we've had throughout the history of this nation.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If this is your first election, well, then you might very well believe, I don't know, that democracy is on the ballot somewhere. If this is not your first election, then you know. Every 4 years, we have one of these things for the presidency. Every 2 years, we elect the House of Representatives. Every 6 years, we elect the U.S. Senate. And then in those off years, generally speaking, we're electing a governor, a state House of Delegates or House of Representatives, depending on where you are, a state Senate, right? I mean, we know all of this. Our municipal officials. Some places you've got cities and towns that are inside of counties. Here in Virginia, we're very unique. We've got our counties that stand alone. You know that. But you also know that every couple of years, every one of these offices is up for election. This, in the last 8 years or thereabouts, strictly with Donald Trump running, has been the only time I have heard anyone talk about how this could be the end of democracy. And I'll tell you what they really mean. They don't mean that it could be the end of democracy. They mean that it could be the end of their gravy train. These are the people who are inside of government, who have made it a career to the exclusion of everything else. Folks like Vindman, you see these disgusting comments from Vindman. Wants to be your congressman in the 7th district. Are you comfortable with this? Where they're dismissing an attempt on the president's life? You and I both know if this had been an attempt in any way on the life of Joe Biden and the life of Kamala Harris, man, it would be 24/7. You wouldn't be able to find anything anywhere except reports on how mean, nasty, evil, I'm sure they'd blame it on conservatives, tried to do this. Now, here you have somebody who is a proven leftist who's using exactly the language of the left. CNN is puzzled. We'll get to that clip a little bit later. CNN, whole bunch of the CNN folks sitting around going, well, you know, we can't figure out a motive for this. You can't? How about the fact that the guy kept saying it was going to be the end of democracy if Donald Trump won? Well, his words, not mine. Where do you think he got those words? Mr. Ralph. Any ideas? Any thoughts? All right. Joe Moreno is going to be with us at 3:35, a former federal prosecutor. Looking forward to bringing him into the show. Our old buddy Eben Brown from Fox News will be along. You know, there are some questions. I just want you to know there are some questions about Jeff Veltri. Jeff Veltri is the special agent in charge of the FBI's Miami field office. And he is, to put it mildly, not a fan of Donald Trump. But does that mean that there will not be a professional, thorough investigation? Well, we'll have to talk about it. I certainly hope that there will be a complete and total investigation. And Governor Ron DeSantis, I would dare say one of the best governors in America. He and Glenn Youngkin are right at the top of my list. But Governor DeSantis says, hey, we're not sure how the feds are going to handle this, so we're going to do our own state investigation as well. This is fascinating stuff. I guarantee you this is all going to be included in our Politics and Pints discussion. It's coming up now. It's less than a month away. It's October the 16th at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. A couple of hundred of us get together. We sort of shoot the breeze, talk about the issues of the day, have a tasty beverage or two, and we have a great time. Now, we only sell tickets online. And I know, having been here for, 12 years now, right, Jerm? We did the math, 12 years. We in Central Virginia consider ourselves to be a walk-up market. Well, there are no walk-ups for this. We don't sell tickets at the door. So if you want to join us, before it sells out. And man, it is, as per usual, on track to be a sellout. You need to head on over to WRVA.com, WRVA.com. Get your tickets. It's me. It's John Reed. It's Brian Kilmeade's coming in again. Dana Lash is coming in. So it should be a great time. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.